Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
What a cold start. 23 in Roxborough, 30 degrees in Fayetteville. But I'll show you what changes to keep the temperatures warmer through the weekend.
New jobs data comes out in just a couple of hours, 8:30 this morning. It could be good news for the economy. We'll tell you why experts say fewer new jobs is a positive sign.
Communities across the area are preparing for holiday parades this weekend and making changes to keep you and your family safe. The new safety protocols following the Raleigh parade tragedy. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. We're here to get you started on what will be a busy holiday weekend. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Appreciate you making us part of your routine. Our team has you covered, local weather and traffic all morning long. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with that chill in the air.
27 degrees officially in the Triangle area. And of course, this is our big tower sitting right here in our backyard that was officially lit on Wednesday. So something that we'll be able to enjoy in the mornings all month. Of course, lots of holiday events happening tonight and through the weekend. We do have the potential for some showers on Saturday. We're going to walk through that coming up. But heading out the door this morning, you may need a few extra minutes. I had a lot of frost on my front windshield this morning. Need a little time to scrape that. So you could see some of that this morning with these chilly temperatures. It's 21 in Southern Pines, 26 in Goldsboro, 27 in Rocky Mount. We've seen temperatures this chilly, but of course, it's looking like we're going to see some warmer temperatures over the weekend. We don't climb above freezing this morning until around 9 a.m., but we do climb up to nearly 60 for our high this afternoon. We'll see mostly sunny skies, just a few high, thin clouds as our next system approaches. Our best chance for rain on Saturday is likely to be mid-morning through about early to mid-afternoon. The amount of rain should be fairly light, but we do have the potential for those showers with the lots of holiday parades happening, so I'll have your forecast for those coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth here at 601. We do have a crash up on the north side of Raleigh, a crash apparently with injuries on Six Forks Road right around Newton Road, not too far from Woodbend Drive. Not seeing delays on this map, but I have seen some sensor data indicating at least a little bit of a slowdown there on the southbound side of Six Forks Road in that area. We'll keep our eyes on those sensor readings. Also just getting reports of a crash out on Capitol Boulevard around Durant Road, but right now not really seeing too many big problems showing up. Elsewhere, major routes around the Triangle are looking pretty good. We'll take a closer look at Durham coming up in about 10 minutes.
We do expect to see new signs this morning that inflation is easing. The November jobs report could be key in figuring out the next steps to stopping skyrocketing prices. WRAL's Michael Grace is live in Raleigh, and Michael, economists expect job growth to continue a downward trend. That would be great news.
Yeah, it will be, Jeff. And I spoke with Dr. Mike Walden from NC State. He says he's predicting somewhere between 190,000 to 220,000 in terms of those new jobs growth based on what he's read. And you can compare that to 260,000 is what we had back in October. And as you mentioned, it's great news, not necessarily a bad thing when you hear slower growth. Now, with those higher interest rates, those slower job growth, there's going to be less spending, and hopefully that'll get a handle on that high inflation. And we're already seeing that happen this month with the personal expenditure report just released yesterday. The PCE increased 6% compared to last year. It's also down 0.3% from September. Now, with that being said, slowing the economy with high interest rates and less job growth is expected to take its toll. And even with all these new jobs coming to the Triangle, Walden believes we won't avoid it here.
If you go back and look at previous recessions, we do lose jobs here, maybe not at the pace in some other areas and other states, but we will feel the adverse impacts of a recession.
Now, the feds do plan to take a look at this jobs report that's coming out when they discuss their next interest hike rates, but they're going to take that into effect, and that meeting is scheduled for December 13th. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And investors are going to be looking very closely at that report that Michael was just talking about. Let's get a look at the futures board here, looking a little festive, a little red, a little green, more red than green at the moment. But if you don't like how this board looks at the moment, just give it a couple seconds. It is changing and bouncing around all the time as investors are trying to make sense of exactly what this report might mean for the economy. As you just mentioned, that report on jobs, unemployment, and hourly wages expected out a little later this morning. Another reason this is a very big deal is because this will be the last jobs report we get before the Fed then meets and decides what actions that they may take as well. And that will have a big, will be a big piece of how the economy moves forward from here. Back to you.
Hundreds of families will gather this weekend for holiday parades across our area. And safety will be top of mind after the death of an 11-year-old girl at the Raleigh Christmas Parade last month. One town making changes to its safety protocols is Garner. And that's where WRL's Laura Levine is live this morning with what's being done to help keep those who are in the parade and watching the parade safe. Laura.
Absolutely, Renee. And we're really talking about several places now taking a step back to readjust their protocols. We're talking about Garner, Cary, Durham, Fayetteville, and Clayton now making changes after that very tragic event in Raleigh. Right now, we are on Main Street in Garner, where the parade here will get rolling around 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. The new safety measures will include drivers must be 30 years old and have a valid license. Vehicle must have a current registration, and vehicles over 30 years old cannot pull floats or trailers. Drivers will be given instructions on what to do if they lose control of their vehicle or if it becomes disabled during the parade. Then we have over in Fayetteville, I just spoke with the president of the Fayetteville Rotary Club, who tells me a military volunteer group will now be doing the inspections on site, and a collection of active duty and retired military Jeeps will provide a buffer of sorts behind walking groups during the parade.
When something happens as close to what happened in Raleigh to us, you know, right here at home, we thought that, you know, hey, let's get back in here. Let's make sure that we've dotted every I and crossed every T that we could. And so we've tried to control the pieces that was controllable.
Again, over there, retired veterans will be, military volunteer groups will be doing the inspections, and the inspections will happen several hours before that parade gets rolling around 10 o'clock in the morning. Laura Levine, WRL News, we're live in Garner.
Today, the trial of a man accused of killing another man as they met for a Craigslist car sale in Raleigh could go to a jury. WRL will be in the courtroom as closing arguments start in the trial of Justin Merritt. Prosecutors say Merritt shot and killed Andy Banks back in 2020 after their meetup. Banks' body was found several days later in Virginia. In court yesterday, Merritt's own lawyers admitted their client's guilt. Merritt himself did not testify in his own defense.
There's just one more step needed to stop a possible railroad worker strike that could affect your bottom line. A bill to force a deal between rail unions and companies is now on President Biden's desk. Congress signed off on the measure last night, but voted down an effort to add 7 days of paid sick leave for workers. Without a deal, rail workers plan to strike starting December 9th. Experts say that would disrupt rail service and raise prices for any product transported by train. Lawmakers say that threat put them in a tough spot.
On the one hand, we don't want to shut down the economy. On the other, we don't want to say to rail workers, if you have a heart attack or you break your leg, you either show up to work or you're going to lose your job.
What I made it really clear is that what was negotiated was so much better than anything they ever had.
President Biden is expected to sign the bill as soon as today.
We could learn today the next steps for one of the investigations into the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. The House committee investigating the attack will meet today to consider possible criminal referrals. That committee doesn't have the power to file charges, but can send its recommendations to the Justice Department. The meeting comes as the group nears the end of its investigation. People in charge of high school sports in North Carolina are taking action to prevent a walkout. The state's High School Athletics Association just approved a 10% raise for all sports officials across the board. It's not as much as some of those referees had wanted, but they'll also now be getting paid twice for working a doubleheader instead of what was once a single reduced paycheck. Hundreds of referees in basketball had threatened to walk off the job and not show up in the new year if they didn't get a pay raise.
It's been a World Cup full of upsets, and the U.S. team is hoping to add another one to the list tomorrow. The U.S. will play the Netherlands tomorrow in the round of 16. The tournament is now in the knockout stage. That means the winner moves on, the loser goes home. The winner in the U.S.-Netherlands matchup will play the winner of Argentina and Australia in the next round. Tomorrow's game will get started at 10 a.m. on Fox 50. 6:09 now, Raleigh police are looking at ways to avoid use of force when handling tense situations. Why some people say the plan has flaws.
And as the holiday season gets into full swing, we take a look at some of the ways you can get into the spirit this weekend by going out and about.
And it's a cold start out there with temperatures in the 20s, but we'll warm up nicely to almost 60 this afternoon. Lots of holiday parades in store for tomorrow. There's also rain in our forecast. I'll show you the timeline coming up. It is 6:12. It's a nice, quiet morning out there, but boy, it is chilly. Our temperatures are in the mid to upper 20s across most of the region. We have a couple of spots where temperatures are down into the low 20s, like Roxborough and down into the Sandhills. So it's a very cold start. Not quite the coldest morning we've seen so far this season, but definitely glove worthy if you're heading out to walk the dog this morning. Temperatures in the upper 20s there at 7 a.m. At 8 a.m., 30 degrees. By 9 a.m., 36. So we'll have a pretty quick warm up as that sun comes up. And it's happening already, starting to see a pretty sunrise out there. Lots of plans over the weekend. Many, many holiday parades across our area, and we do have some showers in our forecast. It's up to about a 40% chance between noon and 2, but coming up, we'll use our high-resolution future cast to walk you through the potential for Saturday. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is just about 6:13 right now, so we take a live look at South Durham. This is I-40 out at Fayetteville Road. Both directions looking all right. Eastbound traffic heading away from us there out toward 55. So far, it's a pretty smooth trip heading away from 15501 out toward the Durham Freeway. Latest look at those sensors. No delays there on 40 eastbound. Coming in from Raleigh toward Durham. Looking good on 40 westbound. And southbound 501 as you head in from North Durham toward I-85. No problem showing up just yet, Jeff.
Raleigh police are sharing their new plan on how to handle difficult situations without the use of force. And we'll tell you why not everyone is happy with it. Officers spoke with members of the community last night about their new de-escalation policy. It states that when a person isn't cooperating, an officer will decide if there is an immediate need to act or use de-escalation techniques. The policy doesn't say what those are, though, and some community members say that's not good enough.
How do we know that this de-escalation policy is being followed if we don't have access to these things? And it's not laid out in a general policy that's accessible to the general public.
Raleigh police say the de-escalation techniques will be covered in officer training, but will not be released. They are confident the policy will cut down on the use of force.
The way primary elections are handled for Democrats in 2024 could change. Part of the DNC is set to vote today on the upcoming primary calendar. Members are facing new pressure from President Biden, who says he wants to change which states hold their primaries first. So instead of Iowa, Biden wants the first contest in South Carolina, Nevada, and New Hampshire. He says the change would reflect the party's more diverse voting base.
This weekend, parents in Cumberland County can learn about the unique schooling options available for their kids. Cumberland County Schools is hosting a choice fair. The focus is on the district's choice schools, which offer tailored learning for students with specific needs and interests. Tomorrow's fair runs from 9 a.m. to noon at E.E. Smith High School in Fayetteville.
Another trial for disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein could go to a jury today. Closing arguments are expected to wrap up today in the sexual assault case. Weinstein faces 2 counts of rape and 5 counts of sexual assault involving 4 women. Weinstein has pleaded not guilty. He's already serving a 23-year prison sentence for another rape case. If you need help staying warm this winter, North Carolina is offering some support. Applications are now open for the state's low-income energy assistance program. If you're 60 or older or living with disabilities, you should have received a notification. If you're in that group and you did not get a letter, you can apply through the end of the month. All other qualifying families can apply in January. Find out if you qualify on WRAL.com.
Closing arguments in the Trump Organization tax fraud trial are expected to wrap up today. The case revolves around how former CFO Alan Weisselberg handled the organization's taxes. He has already pleaded guilty, and defense attorneys say the Trump Organization shouldn't be liable for Weisselberg's crimes. prosecution is expected to finish its closing arguments today. The jury is expected to begin deliberating next week.
President Biden plans to meet with Prince William and Princess Kate today as they wrap up their trip to the U.S. The royals have been in Boston this week. Yesterday, they visited a nonprofit organization that helps at-risk young people and a lab to learn about climate innovations. The White House says plans for a meeting between President Biden and the royals are being worked out. Prince William's godmother, meanwhile, is facing allegations of racism. A British charity executive is speaking out after she says Lady Susan Hussey repeatedly asked about her heritage at a Buckingham Palace event.
Lady, I'm bald, ear, and I'm British. Yes, but what's your nationality?
A spokesman for Prince William has said there's no place for racism in our society. Do you think that's what this was?
Do I think or do I know? I know what racism is.
Hussey later resigned from her role as a Buckingham Palace aide. You can see more of that interview coming up on Today.
Also happening today, WRO's own sports anchor Casey Hintz will rappel down a skyscraper in Raleigh, all for a good cause. Casey is taking part in the Over the Edge fundraiser. And this is video from some of our members of the WRL team in previous years taking part. Casey and others will rappel down the Wells Fargo building to raise money for Special Olympics North Carolina. And we will have live coverage in our noon newscast.
From a famous elf to a host of holiday parades, you have lots of options for fun this weekend in the Triangle. Here's a look at Out and About's weekend best bets. Tonight, Buddy the Elf takes the stage at Durham Performing Arts Center. This musical production of the Christmas movie Elf runs through Sunday. Now, parents note that only children ages 5 and over are welcome at these shows.
If you are looking for tree lightings and parades, we have several coming up this weekend. Tonight, Knightdale, Morrisville, and Wake Forest will be holding tree lighting celebrations. Then tomorrow, it's Apex, Fayetteville, Garner, and Zebulon hosting parades.
And if you want to do some shopping, it's First Friday at Raleigh's Moore Square tonight. Then downtown Durham is kicking off the holiday season with lots of local shopping specials tomorrow. For more on these events and more, go to WRL.com and search Out and About.
So just bundle it up when you head out there, because we have a lovely sunrise here, but the chill in the air, you can feel it today, coldest day of the week, right, Elizabeth?
Absolutely. And of course, it making us feel like the holiday spirit. You know, it is officially December now. But of course, Wednesday, we lit up the Rocky Mount Durham and Raleigh towers, and temperatures are in the 20s, 27 in Rocky Mount Durham and Raleigh right now. Sun's starting to come up a little bit, and that sunshine will help to warm us up nicely. This high pressure system will keep things dry for us today. You can see a little band of rain here moving across Tennessee and making a run at the mountains. That is not going to move into our area today, but by tomorrow we begin to see some of that rain as a cold front gets closer to us. Not holiday related, but we are definitely, some of us, pulling for UNC versus FSU. Of course, they're playing in the playoffs. It's a women's soccer game at Wake Med Soccer Park starting at 6 o'clock tonight. 50 degrees as the game kicks off, and then 48 at 8 o'clock. So it's going to be fine out there. We'll see a few clouds, but no rain, and temperatures will be, you know, cool, but what you'd expect for this time of year. High pressure begins to slide away from us as we get into the weekend, and that is going to open the door to this rain that's moving across Tennessee right now. It starts to push into our area first thing tomorrow morning. The cold front itself doesn't move through until mid to late afternoon. Once that front moves through, we start to dry out, and Sunday looks drier. Let's take a look at our high-resolution version of FutureCast here for more details as we zoom in a little closer. We'll kick things off at about 5 o'clock Saturday morning. This is 8 a.m. Saturday, and you can see, you know, maybe a tiny sprinkle here or there. We have a bit of a broken line that starts to develop as early as 10 a.m., stretching at noon from just north of Rocky Mount through Durham and Southern Pines, and then after lunchtime slides eastward to, say, Edgecombe County, down through Goldsboro, Clinton, and Fayetteville, but it should be over in the Triangle area at that point. And then the front itself comes through late in the afternoon. Could be a quick sprinkle with that as well, but it looks very light. Look at how light it looks. As a matter of fact, looking at the very most rainfall out of our European model, that's still under a quarter of an inch. Our other models here likely to be less than a tenth of an inch. So not looking at a whole lot of rain, but it's still maybe just inconvenient. Temperatures will be fairly mild. This is our parade forecast. We just talked talked about how many parades there are for tomorrow. Our temperature at 10 a.m. 53, at lunchtime 59, at 2 o'clock 63. We do have an evening parade. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 50s as we get into, say, sunset. So take along your raincoat if you're going to one of those morning or early afternoon parades, just in case. It's also likely to be a bit breezy for tomorrow. We'll have a southwest wind gusting to 20, 25 miles per hour, especially around the middle of the day. Saturday will be mild, though, 65 degrees. And of course, Sunday is cooler but drier with mostly cloudy skies. Back to more showers and some warmer temperatures on Tuesday and Wednesday. And it looks dry for Thursday. Brian?
Elizabeth, at 621, we're getting reports of a crash right now on 40 westbound, somewhere between Business 70 and Garner and up toward the Jones Sausage Road interchange. Overall, about an 8-minute delay that we're measuring, with slowdowns beginning right around the Clayton Bypass. It really starts to slow down around 70 and then slows down again around the Jones Sausage Road area. This may be two separate crashes. Working to pinpoint exactly what's going on out there, but certainly starting to see some delays building on 40 westbound through Garner. In North Raleigh, we still have this crash reported on Six Forks Road around Newton Road. Not seeing big delays just yet. Good news over on Capitol Boulevard. That earlier crash at Durant Road has cleared.
Thanks, Brian. Two people found shot dead in a car with two young children unhurt in the back seat. The effort to figure out what led to this tragic discovery.
The Christmas tree outside the state capitol will light up tonight. The important message state leaders hope to get across on top of the holiday spirit.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian.
Some bizarre stories for you this morning. Two big brands have some interesting ideas for holiday drinks. First of all, Pepsi is partnering with Lindsay Lohan to promote Pilk. Hmm. This is a mixture of Pepsi and milk. The ad campaign featuring Santa launched yesterday. Lohan is also going viral on TikTok for sampling Pilk.
So get this. Pepsi's chief marketing officer says combining Pepsi and milk has long been the secret hack among Pepsi fans. I have never heard of such a thing. But then it also aligns with this popular TikTok trend of creating dirty sodas where you combine soda with cream and syrup. What is happening?
I don't know. I'm shocked. This is the first I've heard of this.
But look, if you want to do it, let us know how it tastes, yeah. I guess.
Another reason not to install TikTok. And if Pilk is not your thing, how about this? Now, this really may turn your stomach. Mayonnaise and eggnog. Yes, oh. The good people at Hellman's teamed with a mixologist to put out a recipe for frozen mayo-nog. There's also a recipe for snickerdoodle mayo cookies. The company says the pairing that you see here is just based on the traditional milk and cookie combo, but it's, you know, mayonnaise.
It sounds like two efforts to completely keep Santa from coming to your house.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, I don't know. I mean, mayo maybe, but they're taking perfectly good things and mixing them together to make kind of, I don't know.
It ain't right.
Let's not do this to Santa.
It's not right. Brian, thanks. NC State basketball has been right so far this season. They'll open ACC play tonight, PNC Arena, Pac hosting Pittsburgh in the conference opener for both teams. State 7-1 so far on the year in non-conference play, with the lone loss coming to a top 10 Kansas team. They'll tip it up at 7 tonight.
As the new year approaches, Pantone is sharing what color it thinks will shape the year 2023. The company just revealed its color of the year, Viva Magenta. Pantone says its choice is, quote, an unconventional shade for an unconventional time. The color was inspired by the natural red dye from small insects called cochineals.
Several city and town leaders are now making changes to their Christmas parade plans after a little girl was killed in Raleigh about 2 weeks ago. This morning, we're here in Garner walking you through some of those new protocols to keep your family safe.
A lot of those Christmas parades will happen around the middle of the day tomorrow when this cold front comes through and helps to bring us some showers. I'll walk through the timeline coming up.